I've been teaching for four people in a room, honestly. And now it's international. It's we can host pretty much any single training that we want to host. If we want to do it crazy, like let's go to the volcano in wherever, and people will go.
Hi there, yogis, and welcome to my podcast. I am Charlotte Reynolds, a digital marketer and strategist, founder of the Digital Yogi Agency and a yoga teacher. And I help ambitious yoga teachers and wellness businesses to grow and scale through the power of online. Each week, I will be speaking with an expert in the yoga and wellness space, someone who has already achieved something incredible with a unique specialism, and we will talk about building a business, digital or social media, and importantly, exactly how they did the thing that they did. In this episode, I am joined by Dulce Aguilar, an incredible business person and the co-founder of the very successful yoga teacher training school, The Yoga People, a company that hosts tens of trainings per year all across the world, as well as now hosting online live trainings and a growing on-demand offering. She has so much knowledge of the yoga space and about business. In fact, Dulce inspired me a lot during my very first year of business, as we spent time together in India when I was assisting one of the Yoga People trainings. So I knew I wanted to interview her as a guest on this podcast so she can share some of those words of wisdom with you guys too. We spoke about her being a fire type and how this has impacted her business, about Tony Robbins and the key to creating a successful business in yoga. She also reveals the one person she usually goes to when she has business questions, and it's not who you might expect. She also talks about moving to a place that inspires you and the importance of having a view. And I'm clearly a massive sponge for information because just 2 months after we recorded this episode, I moved to Ibiza and I was working with the most amazing sea view. So clearly a very inspiring episode indeed.
Just to begin with, in case anybody somehow doesn't know who the Yoga People are, perhaps you can give us a little intro into what your business is.
Yes, sure. So, okay, everything basically began around 15 years ago, where, yes, I had a normal job. I used to be in construction, actually. And I was in construction because all my family was in construction. So what do you do when you are not sure? You go where you feel safe. So I start where I felt I was going to be safe. So, interestingly enough, one day I saw this announcement of yoga and I was like, that's it. I just knew. Honestly, I just knew. I got a mat that back then they were the purple ones that have like little bubbles. That's the only ones you could get. And I went to a class. I love it. I knew that I wanted to do that. My teacher back then, he also immediately was like, wow, you have, it looks like you have done it before, you know, like you have, you can do this. I knew back then that I wanted to do this for life, but I didn't know how to, you know, because then I told my family and they laugh. They honestly, they laugh. They were like, no one is going to pay you to do panda rolls on the floor. You know, like who's going to pay you? And they were even like, you know what? We're not going to borrow you any money. like if you get like a hippie, like don't count on us. And I was like, okay, fine. So yeah, I got a lot of fear in that moment. And I thought, you know what? I will not be able to do it actually. Like it's true. No one is going to pay me. So I kept going in construction. But you know, like how it is with the universe. When you have a call and you don't listen, the universe is going to kick you. The universe is going to make you do it. So that's what happened to me. They fired me because the more yoga I was doing, the less productive I was being in construction, the less I was able to do deals, you know, because sometimes you have to be a little bit cheeky in construction, like, yes, yes, mañana. And no, the mañana. And the, you know, a lot of the ways, always were not possible anymore. So I was just fed up. And I think they can tell I was fed up. And my boss was very sweet back then because he was like, Dulce, I'm making you a favor. Like, you'll see it later on. I'm making you a favor. Like, this is not for you. Like, no. Like I was going like in those Indian pants, you know, that looks like a diaper. I was going to work with those. So of course I didn't belong there. So they fired me and they gave me a little bit of money, you know, because I was a good employee overall. I really believe that that's one of the key aspects of business, to be a good employee, to be a good, yeah, a good server, you know, a constant server. I think that's a good key for success. You know, you have to do the dirty job as well as the luxurious jobs. You have to do everything. You have to know how to do everything better than anybody in a way, you know. With that money, my teacher, my yoga teacher at the time, he wanted to expand. So he wanted me to invest and I didn't have the money. So with the construction money, I had exactly the same amount of money he was requesting. So it was a beautiful move of the universe that the moment I didn't understood. But then when my teacher asked me to be his partner, I was like, wow, it was because of this. So yeah, then I didn't really knew what I was doing in terms of having a yoga business. Back then, I was doing everything because I love it. You know, I was giving my heart and soul in every class. I wanted to have a space for healing. That's what I wanted. Like in my head, I wasn't thinking money. I also think that that's a key of success in business, that don't do it for the money. Like if it's a project that comes from the heart, it will happen. It will, even if you don't know how to, like, divine help will come to you suddenly. And I believe it like that, because then I also start meeting people that was working with that same feeling of not making that much money in the wellness industry, but still doing it and keep it going. That's how I met Maria. Maria is one of the teachers and the shaman of the yoga people, basically. Like she runs the sweat lodges and so. But also she was working for no money, you know? And it was funny because I noticed that, but it also, funny enough, it broke my heart in her that I was like, how can she be giving so much work and not making any money? But I wasn't thinking about myself, you know? I was able to see in other people that, it's such a shame that she's not making any money. But then I realized, like, look, I'm not making any money either, you know? It was just for the rent, because sadly, this is one of the main struggles that business owners of yoga studios have, that the overheads are way, way, way too high. And sometimes you try to have hippie deals, happy people, not charge too much, but the overheads are still there. So yeah, I was keeping it running, basically not making money, but I was happy. You know, when you're happy, it doesn't really matter. And then in that in love moment that I was having with yoga, I wanted to know more. So I was looking for teachers. And Pepe, my partner teacher, my first teacher and partner at the time, business partner, he told me, go to see Larry Schultz. Larry Schultz, he was a super, super, super good businessman in the yoga industry. You know, he was able to create a system. And honestly, like, if it wasn't because he died, he would have had like the yoga McDonald's, not because the quality was bad, because he was opening yoga studios so quickly, you know, and successful yoga studios with good quality. So he was very successful. But also another thing that he had, I think he had an eye. He had an eye for people. He had an eye, like, because he liked community. He knew he wasn't going to be able to be in Thailand, London, Mexico, all in once. He knew he needed to create a little rocket army, you know, for him to be able to transmit it everywhere. So he will pick people. So once I decided to go to see Larry Schultz, I was so lucky that I felt he picked me, and Jamie. Jamie was already a friend of him. And when I went to the studio, there was a moment where the three of us were in the living room. And Larry started asking me questions like, hey, how old are you? What do? Do you have children? Are you married? Are you this? Are you that? Like, I felt like in a job interview. And suddenly he just said, honestly, like out of the blue, he said, you two should work together. He saw it. Like, first than anybody, even first than Jamie and me. You know, Jamie and me were in another planet still. He saw it. So yeah, so I don't know, we start connecting, Jamie and me, and boom, there was the yoga people.
What does the Yoga People look like now as a company?
Oh my God, you don't have a clue. Like, the Yoga People began, like, yes, in San Francisco, but then it was in London in a room teaching a private for four people. I began teaching for four people in a room, honestly. And now it's international. It's we can host pretty much every single training that we want to host. If we want to do it crazy, like, let's go to the volcano and whatever, and people will go. And we want to do it, you know, because we want to do it crazy. We want to do it magic. Like, I like to create experiences. Like, of everything that I do, I don't try to create a product. I try to create a whole experience. Like, since the replies, you know, the willingness to reply, the attitude, the meetings with the company, everything. Like, how you arrive, how many emails you are going to get from the process of your booking to the process that you are going to arrive there, you know? So yeah, it has changed so much. It has changed so much. And I think one of the changes has been because I do work a lot. I wake up early every morning and I go to work, and I work like at least 5-8 hours a day, you know? But I also think it has been intuition and luck.
When lockdown took hold, obviously, you had to think about changing the business quite a lot in order to carry on taking everything online. How did you find that process of completely pivoting the business?
You know what? I am a fire personality, and fire operates through intuition. I honestly, it didn't hit me at the beginning. I operate in a very funny way where even sometimes with emotions and even with deaths, when I have like someone dying very close or a shock, I don't think about it. I just act. It's almost like, dun, like I just knew. I was like, let's change the business now. And even though I had fear, because I was so anti-technology, you don't have idea, like the big resistance that I have. Like, oh my God, like, why do I have to know that program? Why do I have to know this? Why do I have to know that? No, I got like, I need to know every single program that the people are using at the moment, and we need to switch online tomorrow. Like, no hesitation. Yeah, like, just no hesitation. Let's do it. We can do this. And yeah, like, the first training, we got 60 people. The second training, we got 80 people. You know, numbers that in person, we will not have never been able to reach. Of course, we have to lower the prices half, you know. So in reality, it's almost like we break even, you know, because it was that situation like, oh my God, we're so scared that we don't trust in our product right now. So what do you do to your product? You lower the price. Yeah. So, but we got a lot of people. So they were like, oh, wow, this might be a new business model now, you know, charge a little bit less, but now we can have more people.
Yeah, definitely. The benefit, I guess, is that you're not restricted by the size of the venue, less cost as well of hiring a place.
Business goes to.
And then people kind of were at very much in the state of mind of wanting to sign up for a lot of courses in that initial stage of lockdown as well. Do you think that you'll carry on doing some trainings online even once things go back to normal?
I am, because it's a new thing. You have to go online. Like, I think in a way, big, or at least for me, one of the big learnings of this COVID, it has been, we have to get into technology, and we have to use technology to break barriers, even spiritual barriers. And I saw it even in the courses, because I saw it with the Rocket training, because the Rocket training can be intimidating, you know, like you are like, oh, I want to know the Rocket, but it's going to be a bunch of people doing handstands and I cannot do handstands and stuff like that. But no, like, but sometimes we're like, no, like the Rocket is not even the training. The training is the pattern work. The training is the other stuff, you know, like that's the real training. And it was very touching to see that people that perhaps was challenged to do it in person, they saw the Rocket online. I can see that they didn't have a strong practice, you know, but that didn't matter. That will come. That doesn't matter. But I can see that during the pattern work or the psychological work or on the training, they were super engaged, and we got a beautiful response that it was very life-changing, that they start thinking about things that they were not thinking. And that's when I feel we gave a good experience, you know? So I think the online trainings, even though I didn't want to do it, I can see a lot of magic possible through that medium as well.
One thing that I'm really interested to ask you about is about the, is it Patreon or Patreon membership platform?
Am I saying it right? Patreon.
Patreon?
I say Patreon, yeah.
The membership platform that you created, I'd love to hear more about that and how that's been going and why you chose to start a membership platform rather than just go down the pay-per-class route.
As well, a friend, someone told me, you know, like this is another thing for business, talk to people. Like even though maybe it's repetitive or whatever, but get on the mission, ask. So I got in the mission, I don't know, we have a Facebook group on the graduates. Once you become a graduate, we open a Facebook group, and in there, sometimes I make questions. You know, so I start asking questions like, how much do you charge? You know, how much do you think, you know, I should charge for a workshop? And so I start asking, you know, like how much I was going to do it. And then I start asking how the people were doing it. Yeah. And then I got very disappointed and I got very sad because I start checking that very, very, very good teachers were making very little money with classes. You know, also because everybody got in the idea that we need to help, so let's do it by donations and so. But sadly, I think sometimes the donations can be taken for granted, you know. So I start asking around and teachers were telling me, we are not making that much money. So it was a struggle for me as well to decide, okay, I'm going to do the live class because believe it or not, I am quite introverted. You know, I like to be in my little hall and don't get out during the whole COVID, you know, but I was like, no, I have to do it. Like, I want to do this. And this is going to help me to convert, to be more extroverted and to create a community because I did want that. I did want to create a community. I did want to have more follow up with people. I wanted to know how they are feeling, practicing the routines. I did want to have that feedback. So I thought, I want a class with a sense of community. I want to create a class when it's not one-off. No, it's that I follow up with them. I learn the names. I can give them tips. I'm not going to take that much people. I'm going to make it limited. That way I make it more personal. Because one thing that when I was doing the teacher trainings, when I started doing the online teacher trainings, I noticed that people in the comments will put, I don't want to miss the community aspect. I will miss having the person contact, you know? So I was like, that's key. In the online, if you want to do something online, key number one, somehow you need to keep, they want the community. They want to feel the warmth still.
I want to pause the interview to briefly talk about how I work with clients one-to-one. Each month, I will work with a small handful of teachers and coaches to help them create and implement proven strategies to grow and scale. So if you have big ambitions for your business and you want the support, accountability, and training to get there faster, then I invite you to take a look at my one-to-one digital strategy and business coaching. To apply, go to thedigitalyogi.co.uk/coaching, fill out the form, and I will be in touch.
So again, I start asking around and one friend that is now dealing with actually the technology of the yoga people, he say, have you checked Patreon? Like Patreon is almost like someone supporting your belief, like someone supporting whatever you are doing. And they is like a monthly membership. And then I start checking the model and I was like, yes, this is a good model. And I noticed that you can start with charging like with £1, but if you have 20 people, you are already making £20. So it's very good, but you have to commit. You have to commit. You have to say like what I am willing to give. Because for me, the community aspect is not just going to happen like that. I have to commit that I'm going to number one, I'm going to post content. And number two, I'm going to reply to that content. So I'm going to make sure that the people that are supporting me are my top. Like, those are the top people that I wake up in the morning and I reply. So because they are the ones supporting me. And but like I say, you have to commit. You have to make sure that you post, that it's going to be good content, and that you ask them what they want. For example, for me at the moment, my fashion of the moment is making polls. I love making polls, you know? So that's what I do in Patreon. I ask, what class do you want next week? What mudra do you want next week? Because then that gives them something to look forward. You know, they know that, oh, next Friday, I'm going to do this with Dulce. Yeah. Patreon, it's so amazing. I really recommend the software, especially like if you are not that techie, it's so, so easy to use. So easy. And it's very cheap. It charges only 8% of the total revenue. So come on, it's great. And they charge for you. You can make polls in there. It's linked to Zoom. It has everything, all the tools that you need to run a successful yoga business online can actually be done through that platform. Also, another problem that we had, it was, I don't know if you know, but Zoom degraded the quality because they are not able to maintain the volume.
They didn't expect that volume of people suddenly using it.
Yeah, so right now, a lot of the program, we had a problem. We were like, we want to be HD. How can we be HD if Zoom now is not HD? So we went to Vimeo, we went to this, we went to that, we went to a lot of different programs enabled for us to redirect HD quality into Zoom. Guess what? We were not able to do it. So we are trying to do programs that they are not even ready yet. So this is how interesting these times are, where basically you are thinking out something and sometimes even the things are not even operating now.
Yeah, so true.
You know, it's great. At least it makes me very excited, you know, to create.
So do you think that anybody could sign up for a membership style model? What do you think a teacher needs to have to be able to start running their own membership? Would it be mainly about community or having a specific niche?
I think the commitment. I think you need to have the commitment. And even if you begin with two people, that is going to create a discipline, that is going to create a commitment. And all the things, I will say, they don't happen in 1 week. So you need to keep going for at least, I will say, 2 months. If you want to see results on something, on a project or whatever, you need to be consistent and a little bit like, I don't care what happened, I'm going to keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And not freak out if you have little people or something. You just have to do it. And commitment. If you have the commitment and you are delivering the right product to the right customer, you are going to be okay.
What role does social media play in the yoga people business? How important is it?
Oh my God. Like, this is huge as well. This has been a huge topic because I think I have been running the operation like a blind person, you know? Like, I just make myself create great content. And we have 2 graphic designers in the yoga people. I also design. So we have 3 people designing, you know? So we just focus like, let's create great content. And we focus on Instagram so much. Guess what? I have a new developer working with us. He was showing statistics. No one is looking at us in Instagram. They are looking at us in Facebook. I have been working 12 years in the wrong platform. Check that out. That's so scary. And the things are going well anyways, because we have a good reputation, you know? So another tip, it will be invest a little bit of time and money checking your statistics, because you might be targeting yourself in the wrong social media place. So at the moment, it's a constant game for me. It's a constant game. At the beginning, like I was saying, I was a little bit more blind. So I focus in I want to be myself. I want to create good content. I also want to be a little bit groovy because, you know, that's part of my weakness. So I want to transmit that. And but yeah, I was doing it. I think I have been doing this wrong because I wasn't checking the statistics. And why? Because sometimes we don't want to do time. We don't want to spend time in the things that we don't enjoy. And I didn't enjoy that kind of work. But if you just make yourself do that for 3 minutes, for 10 minutes, you can learn a lot from it.
I'm the exact opposite. I love checking numbers and analytics, probably the stuff that you don't like.
Yeah. Or ask Charlotte. Yeah, get someone. That's why I say either ask time or invest time or invest money. Or actually the two. But you have to invest. You have to do your research, do polls, check your statistics.
And then moving on from social media. So I keep saying that you're extremely business minded. Has it always been that way? And how much have you invested in yourself to learn more about business or going on courses or surrounding yourself with the right people?
Business, I guess I do have it within me. Because I don't have formal training, but I am very much of the idea of how can I make you happy, you know? So I am very good for customer service automatically because I have that within me that if you're happy, I'm happy. Okay, like 50-50, you know? Like I genuinely care about making a happy transaction. So I think that's key. Like you cannot get the best part of the pie if you want everybody to have the best end of the business, you know, like you, I believe that you have to approach it in a very generous way. Like I was telling you, when we began, we were so broke, honestly, like we didn't have any money and we had a lot of debts. So I just taught myself, we needed to have a website. So I checked on YouTube how to create your own website. You know, so I start doing resources, and then when we start getting more money, I start investing a little bit. Like, okay, what do we need first? We need a website. But at the moment, it's so easy to create your own tools. Honestly, like if you have the time and you have the will, there's so many technological tools at the moment that is not as hard as you think. It's pretty easy, and then. When more people were telling me, hey, Dulce, you're pretty good doing business, because I also start doing other little businesses on the side on the yoga. And I was like, you know what? I think I am. I think I should take advantage of it. So I start going to Tony Robbins. I listen to Tony Robbins quite a lot. I like him. I think, number one, he has the best of the best of the best working for him. You know, like, you know that they are doing a prototype on his brain. Like, how do you say intelligence? Fake intelligence? No, fake intelligence.
Artificial intelligence?
Artificial intelligence. Yeah. You know, like, he's going to be the first brain to be copied. Wow. Tony Robbins. That's pretty awesome. So, he inspires me because I know, like, the other time someone was telling me, hey, your website looks a little bit old-fashioned. So, you know what I did? I went to Tony Robbins' website. Let's copy this website. Let's copy the format. It's true. Why not? You know, so just copy it. It's not like you are copying it. Of course, you're going to give it your flavor, your name of menu, your this, your that. But it's your inspiration. So I follow Tony Robbins. I also think he has a very good, a very nice energy. I generally think he cares about the stuff, and I have been in his courses in person, and he has a very bright, vibrant energy. He doesn't stop. He's a machine. So I think about him sometimes when I'm tired. I think I'm like, I'm a machine. And he makes you scream things like, for example, I give you an analogy very nice of business. He calls business in terms of seasons. He says, like, you know, like a business when it's going through a rough time, through a pandemia or something like that, we can say it's winter, right, for the business. And then there's the business when it's in spring, when it's blossoming and making sales and progress and this and that and that. So at the moment, Tony Robbins makes you scream, winter is my season. So this is what I did in COVID. During COVID, I was like, no matter what, winter is my season. So I was like, I can make it happen. And I can make it happen because I also was worried by my team. I was like, I'm not the only one that gets paid through the yoga people. Like the yoga people now pays like 10 people. So I was like, we need to make it happen.
Who do you look up to in business? I've added a few extra that I didn't tell you about. So I know, think no, on your feet here.
Sure, it's fine. Well, but yes, for sure, Tony Robbins, Shiva Ray. Shiva Ray also is well known to have a very good team behind her and to be very, very good in terms of how much she charges and that. She has a very good system, but also she has been doing it for ages. And remember, she's also in California. So she has also top people with her constantly. Yeah, so I recommend that. Like whoever you think that has a good skill, just spend time with them. Don't let them go. Follow them. Honestly, I do believe in the process of osmosis, that if you want something that you don't have, you need to somehow get it from somewhere, either from the exterior, so you make it a partner, or you work together or something, or you make it a friend. I do believe in that. It's very funny because normally when I have business questions, I ask my therapist.
Really?
I do. I think a lot of the business issues that we have is actually personal issues. Yeah. Like that as well. Business is a reflection on relationships. Why you cannot get the best deal? Why you cannot get a commitment? Why you cannot get something back? Is relationships with money, but it's a relationship.
What would you say is your career highlight to date?
I try to keep myself happy, inspired. I like to inspire. Music inspires me. Beauty inspires me. You know, inspiration to look up to something. Lately, I'm living in the flat of a friend, I was telling you, and she has a beautiful, beautiful apartment. And I say to her, like, hey, girl, good for you. Like, I'm very happy that you have this place. Things are going well. And she told me, no, dude, I was so scared to get this place. I was so scared because I was going to get it only for me, you know. But you know what? My aunt told me, move to a place that inspires you because that's going to make you want to work. And that's so true. That's so true. So be in a place that inspires you. Get a view, like even in your house, change the view, get next to a window, something.
Well, I think I need to take that advice. I need to take that advice. My working setup right now is the bleakest it's ever been. I'm staring at a blank wall, honestly. It's so depressing, so depressing.
I love it. Make it your sanctuary, make it like in there. I also, like, I'll show you, but I have my mat, I have my laptop, I have lights, I have my ball, I have my chi machine, you know, I have everything. I make it almost like a playground that I'm like, I'm going to stay here for 8 hours.
Can we get a little tour of...
Okay. La, 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 la. Okay. I have my mat in there because normally I'm in the mat. I do yoga. I have my notebook there. I'm constantly grinding. And I have in there yoga artifacts. Then in there I have another area with another table. So half of the day, depending on the light, I move with the light as well. Depending on the light, I work at the beginning in there and then I move here. When my back starts getting tired, I move to the mat because I start moving. I basically start... I do yoga and work at the same time, like, you know, like in Dragonfly.
I do that. I'll be on my laptop in Dragonfly.
Yes. So guys, I wanted to share with you a couple of things. I wanted to show you my favorite program of organization. Guys, honestly, that program, I will pay $200 for this information. Is that valuable? Honestly, get it. It has made my organization skills and with the company. They told me, the company members, they told me already that so far it has been the best tool that I have implemented, because I have constantly my team working. I have constantly like, let's try this program, and let's try that program, and let's try this program, you know? And they seem to really like this program so far. It's called Miro. I want to explain like the ways I do it with my team. That way, maybe you can do the same with your team. So once the people subscribe, they are going to get an email with instructions, but we don't want to handle admin, right? We want to make it as self-operating as possible to save time, right? Yes, you want to keep the community, you want to reply, you want to keep the love going on, but also you want to make it automatic. So this is how I start making it automatic. Patreon has all the tools. So to begin, we have to change the links every month, right? We change the links every month. So Mario first creates the Zoom meetings. I am in charge of the content. What are we going to say? Because you don't want a person writing for you. You want to sound like you. You want to be you, right? So I write the content that is going to be posted later on. And then I also teach, right? That's that's my duties. Of course, I do the back end. I do the pre-organization of everything. But once that I do the pre-organization, other people are the ones that do the task. Then, for example, Jamie has the same task than me. He also creates content. He teaches. But also, because he has less engagement with Patreon, he gives me extra material because he doesn't post like me often. We post for him. And we like doing that because that's the key of a good operation. Everybody does what is good at, right? And I also have another one for social media. And the social media is a lot more complicated, right? So basically, Instagram feeds, we try to program those. That way we never think about them anymore. And we can program with a month in advance. So we also make sure that at least we post for our graduates 3 times a week because those are the community. We have to take care of those. And then we have the stories, right? And for the stories, we have strategies. For example, the next strategy is going to be posting constant testimonials of past students to see how that works in terms of the business. Because one of the things that Tony Robbins says is that actually, business is emotion. Like, people are not buying business. The people are buying emotion. So you have to send content with emotion. So testimonials are a very good way of content. If you have problems with organization, I will recommend this program 100%. And you can get it in a trial basis. So you don't have to pay for it. You can try it first to see if it works for you, and then you can decide if you buy it or not.
Yes. What would be, if you had to give one top tip in business, what would it be?
My top tip.
Yeah, one top tip.
Keep moving. Keep inspired. Spend more time doing what inspires you. Spend more time with the people that inspires you. Yeah. You cannot do it alone, guys. If you want to do something magic, you need to have a team. I recommend also that I like to have a team.
A huge thank you to Dulce for joining me for this episode, and a massive thank you to you for listening and tuning in. If you feel called to and you love this podcast, please do consider rating it on Apple, leaving a review, sharing it on social media. I would be really, really grateful. If you don't follow me already, I'm going to put my Instagram link on the show notes. Same for Dulce's Instagram, and also a link to the Yoga People platform where you can take a look at some of the trainings that they have coming up.